Okay, let's see here. Are we am I going to miss on a break? No, I'm not. So let's go over here to Glenn, who's calling from Tenino.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
My question is, I've heard that the Romans used to use rosemary and silver sutures for their battle wounds. And I've heard that honey can be a good, I guess, antiseptic also. Do you know of any other natural plants or substances that can be used in case you get a cut or a scratch, not necessarily a battle wound, but that would work as an antiseptic, I guess?
Well, sir, a couple come to mind right away. Oregano oil, that's a germ killer. And apparently people in previous times knew that oregano got after germs, but the oil is even more effective. Number two, Native Americans used plants that grow in the Pacific Northwest to treat all kinds of infections. The component that has been researched that is part of all those plants to kill germs is called berberine, but it's a major component of all those germ-killing plants that were used by Native Americans, and it was also used in Asia. Berberine is in all the natural food stores now. Nobody's got it in liquid, but they got it in a capsule, and one can open up the capsule if one wants to and put it in some
I'll
olive
be
oil or
dang.
something. Yeah, there you go, sir.
I use that for my diabetes when I run out of metformin.
Well, funny thing, but it's also a germ killer, and it doesn't mess with normal germs. Chinese researchers, no kidding, did this very involved research where it was with experimental animals, of course, where they actually identified by DNA all the different species of germs growing in these animals' intestines. And then over time, they had the animals chowing down on considerable berberine. And after a few months, they went back and did the DNA analysis on all of the microbes that were in the animals' intestines. And guess what
Sure.
they found? They found that the good guy germs, the beneficial bacteria, weren't touched. And they found that the kind of bacteria that are generally termed unfriendly were gone. Amazing.
Well, I'll be danged. That's really great to know. I had some serious stomach problems here a year ago, but it looks like I got them taken care of.
Well, if it was an infectious thing, the berberine could have been helping, if it was an infectious thing.
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is, I wasn't on the berberine anymore. My doctor started giving me metformin.
I
So.
don't understand that one, sir. Here's why. There actually are studies. I got enough gray hair that people think I know something, so I give lectures on this, along with the PowerPoint slides. And what we have on those PowerPoint slides include a study that shows that berberine is precisely as effective as metformin in controlling blood sugar, but berberine is better than metformin in controlling cholesterol, triglycerides, and other lipids. So why anyone would continue using something which does have a remote chance of side effects, adverse side effects, and that's metformin. I know they don't happen very often, but they do have a remote, it does have a remote chance. Look it up in Wikipedia or something. Whereas berberine has absolutely zip chance of adverse effects unless you're allergic to it, and we can be allergic to anything. So if you're allergic to it, But
Well, yeah, it also has a lot of beneficial effects other than controlling your blood sugar, from what I remember.
that's right, sir. So I don't understand why metformin is used at all anymore, but everybody's
These
different.
drug companies.
Well, yeah, but they don't have a patent on it anymore, so they can't make big bucks.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, patent ran out.
I'll be danged. Well, there is a God, huh? Well,
Okay.
thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.